Hey everyone, welcome back to Hatermore, your weekly dose of Harry Potter negativity. I'm Alex. I'm here to shit on Harry Potter.
I'm Dallas, and I'm here to be shit on.
Well, I mean, I don't shit on Dallas. Dallas, you know, has a nostalgia boner for Harry Potter.
Oh yeah.
So it's my job to dissuade him of his illusions.
Which is so far working pretty well. And reading Harry Potter again with a mindset of like, this is the first time I've read it. I'm like, oh God. But it's fun and we're having fun.
Yeah, so exactly.
This podcast is for fun.
Indeed.
Kind of like the Amber Heard and Johnny Depp trial. Anyway.
Ooh. So yeah, as we go through these books, I just want to, say at the beginning that I will give credit where credit is due. But also, I recognize that these books are written for children. But that doesn't make my takeaways... I guess what I should say is that reading it with an adult eye, I'm going to definitely notice some things because it is intended for children. Mm-hmm. But I'm still going to talk about them. So,
of course,
there you go. Ha ha. Deal with it.
Deal with
Fight
it.
Fight me.
Fuck you. Hate me. It's my favorite line. Any Childish Gambino song. All right. So chapter 4 is The Keeper of the Keys.
Ooh, jingle jangle.
He got some keys and turns out a lot of other weird stuff in his pockets.
Mm, yes. Keeper of the squished cake and a ruffled owl.
Yeah. Poor little owl. He's getting all ruffled up in there.
Like, what the fuck?
Oh, hey, more animal cruelty. It's like last episode. Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh, God. Okay.
We're getting ahead of ourselves. Okay.
Yeah, we are.
What happens this chapter, Dallas?
So this chapter opens up with, they're on the rock. Mm-hmm. Because they're running away from these letters, which seems a little excessive to me, to be honest. But
again, children's book.
Children's book. Yep. Right.
To start off, let's recap last chapter.
So last chapter.
Chapter three.
They're running from the letters and they found some old dude's shack on a rock in the sea.
Right.
For fishing.
I assume.
Torturing.
Or for prisoners. Just existing, you know, away from all the other people.
All those people. So they find this little perfect place to hide, essentially. Chapter 4 opens up. Oh, it's Harry's birthday. Chapter 4 opens up, banging at the door. And so everybody's kind of like waking up, and Uncle Vernon gets like the rifle out. He's coming down stairs or whatever. That's the movie. I don't think there's stairs in the book. But
yeah, I think it's just a one-room little shack.
Yeah, a little two-room or one-room. So there's this bang at the door. The door gets broken in, or what?
Gets knocked off the hinges.
Yeah, it gets knocked off the door.
Lands, yeah.
And then there's this like crazy figure in the doorway. So this giant figure walks in and introduces himself as Rubius Hagrid. People call him Hagrid.
Everyone loves Hagrid.
Yeah. And he pulls out a squashed birthday cake for Harry. This was kind of weird to me, but so Hagrid introduces himself, like, who the fuck are you? He's like, well, here's your letter, and hands it to him. I'm like, I'm from Hogwarts, and starts explaining it, but doesn't realize that Harry doesn't know anything about Hogwarts. Mm-hmm. Which, like, didn't like Dumbledore know he didn't know anything about Hogwarts? I just found that kind of strange.
Well, Dumbledore, it's established in this chapter that Dumbledore left a letter for the Dursleys.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Dumbledore is just absolutely naive because
he even thought to bring it up, I guess.
Right. Well, I mean, I think he assumed that the Dursleys would tell him about the content of the letter, the original letter that Dumbledore leaves with Harry as a baby. Mm-hmm. But I don't believe that Dumbledore is that naive. So right. At a certain point, you're like, okay, so yeah, Dumbledore should have like, I don't know, fucking sent a memo to Hagrid, but like, oh, yeah. By the way, he doesn't know anything because he lives with awful people.
Yeah, I guess. That's what I was thinking would maybe happen. Anyway, so Hagrid kind of don't you want to know where your parents learned it all? Like, started explaining. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And gets really mad at Vernon and Petunia, because Petunia obviously knows everything because she was sisters with Harry's mom. Mm-hmm. And she goes on that big rant about how her sister's a witch and gonna snuff it all out of you and blah, blah, blah. And she's being dramatic Karen.
right.
Oh, and in the book, it's Harry, you're a wizard. Not...
You're a wizard, Harry.
You're a lizard, Harry.
You're a blizzard, Harry.
That is one of my favorite videos of all time, when the National Geographic, when the lizards... hatch eggs and they're running from the snakes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he gets to the top of the hill and the other lizard's like, it's like a little caption. It's like, you're a lizard, Harry. who the fuck am I? I was born 5 minutes ago. They're goddamn snakes. It's like all the captions. It was so good. Anyway, so yeah. And so Hagrid's going through all the kind of weird side education of who Harry actually is. And he's taking it pretty well considering he had no idea his entire life was a lie. And
right.
Hagrid starts talking about Voldemort and how Voldemort's awful and murdered his parents. And Harry is just like, oh, shit. That's wild, dude.
Whoa, dude. Whoa, like, man. That's crazy.
That's like not what I was expecting to happen. Oh, and it was on. I didn't know this. Or maybe I did subconsciously. Harry's parents get murdered on Halloween. Remember that?
Yep.
That would be a good trivia question. We should note all of our trivia questions.
You know, after this pod, when we do this podcast, I think the last thing I will ever want to do is Harry Potter trivia. Harry Potter trivia.
Anywhere or talk about it ever again or ever read it ever again.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're probably right, because there's going to be a lot of these.
Yep.
And the other thing I found weird in this chapter is, so they're still fighting on if they're going to let Hagrid take Harry away to the school.
And I mean, they're not really fighting. They're more like protesting. Yeah, and protesting. Just like,
And he's like, yeah, shut the fuck up. What I found confusing was, like, if you hate Harry so much, then let him go away 9 months a year.
No, but you see, because they want people to be normal and not freaks.
Right.
So they don't want him to, you know, consort with that type of person. Something that jumped out to me, well, I don't know if we want to get into things that jumped out at before we're actually done with the chapter recap part.
We're pretty close.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Why don't we finish up the chapter real quick, and then I'll get started on things that I noticed.
Still don't want them to go. They're protesting. Dudley, while they're all arguing, Dudley takes the cake. Dudley gets the tail from Hagrid from his umbrella wand. Because
Vernon Dursley's bad-mouthing Albus Dumbledore.
Right, yes.
Yeah, so yeah, that's basically chapter 4. So something that jumped out at me as an adult reader is that the Dursleys are upset with Hagrid coming and telling Harry that he's a wizard because they wanted to keep him normal. They didn't want him to be a freak.
A freak.
Which is so interesting because I would have, you know, if this was written for a more maybe adult audience, I think that, and maybe it's just my American perspective, but I would think that Petunia Dursley would have more of an objection due to witchcraft being evil or pagan or unchristian, you know?
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
Right.
But it's just like, oh, they're weird because this is a children's book. They don't want to introduce the concept of, you know, like religious.
Yeah,
which
is actually, it does a really good job at not having any religious stuff in the book for the most part.
Yeah. Which nothing. I guess is also one reason why when the books came out, all the conservatives in America were like, it's witchcraft, burn it.
God, what was that, 97 or so? Come on.
So a couple things that jump out at me about this chapter is that Harry Potter says, oh, going to school, I know how to do maths and stuff. And then Hagrid's like, nonsense, you're going to learn how to do magic, which just reinforces that according to the book, Harry Potter has a 10-year-old's education.
For everything.
Like, he never goes back to a school that teaches him math or proper budgeting. I mean, he doesn't really need to do that because we find out in the next couple chapters that he's extremely, extraordinarily wealthy, which I don't understand how where that money comes from. It's never really explained where the money comes from.
Yeah, it's just,
it belongs to your parents. Like, okay, where did they get it?
Yeah, what they do for work?
Is it just
work?
Generational wealth compounding upon itself for generation after generation? I don't know.
That's another thing is Harry's grandparents or any other family isn't ever brought up.
Yep, we don't know anything about Harry Potter's lineage, other than the fact that his parents were preppy kids. He's like, oh, my parents were the school jock and the, you know, they were the head boy and head girl.
Yeah,
I was like, okay, this is great. Also, in this world, it's established that if you are expelled from like the only school that teaches magic, you just can't use magic. But it hasn't yet explored the consequences of that, right?
Right.
I also want to point out the fact that the word muggle is introduced in this chapter.
Oh, yeah.
And from the very beginning, it is obviously a slur.
Yeah.
letting a couple of big, great big muggles like you stop me. It's like,
How did you come up with these guys, word? Are the
couple of the biggest muggles I've ever seen. Like, whoa, that has serious N-word vibes.
It does.
It really does. I mean, not that I'm equating the word muggle with the N-word necessarily, but just the vibe in this chapter. You're just like, holy shit.
Yeah, we're like, it feels like only wizards can say it, which gives it part of that vibe.
Right. But also, like, it's a very... those people that can't use magic, we have a word for people like that. It's just like, fuck.
Yeah.
Okay. Introduction of Hagrid. Like, we know we learn to love Hagrid. He's a great character. Not a great look starting out.
Yeah,
a great look. Also, not a great look for another reason. Not only, he also, as a giant, comments on their size, calls their son fat.
Right, because he's evil.
And Hagrid doesn't come out looking great in this chapter because Vernon Dursley badmouths Hagrid's boss.
Yeah.
And so Hagrid attacks his child.
All these things I totally overlooked.
That's fucking horrible. Yeah. It's like, oh, you pissed me off? I'm going to hurt your kid.
Yeah, fuck your kid.
And, of course, he gives him a pig's tail because, again, he's fat. Oh, and that's the worst thing in the world, to be fucking fat. In the movie, Dudley steals the cake and starts eating it and gets this comeuppance, which, again, is also, like, doubling down on the fat hate.
Yeah.
Because, like, see, he's a fat little pig. He stole this cake. Like,
now,
like,
instead of getting a tail.
Being like, you're a thief. I'm going to punish you for a thief. I'm going to punish you because you're a fat little greedy fuck.
Yeah.
You glutton.
Fucking glutton.
And so Hagrid tries to turn him into a pig because he's a little piggy boy.
A little pig.
But he just succeeds in giving him a tail.
Right.
In the book, the cake is not mentioned past the first instance that he's given the cake. So it is strictly a vengeful action against a 10-year-old child.
God. Yeah, you're right.
This is ridiculous.
So I don't know what the fuck kind of lessons this is meant to, like,
nothing.
every chapter there is a lesson to be learned in any work, you know.
Right,
there's some kernel you can glean of what is the author's point, I guess, or you know, are things treated as a negative action or a positive action, a righteous action, a cowardly action, all this sorts of stuff, especially if we're talking about a book written for kids.
Mm-hmm.
What is this chapter teaching children? That it's okay to use, like, derogatory language against other people if they are different from you.
Right.
It is justified to attack someone's child if they do something to upset you.
Yes.
And also, it's okay to keep live animals in your pocket.
Yeah, that was the third one, right? Yeah. Just shove them in there.
Just
it's
a
fine.
Casual animal abuse. Like,
why is she? What does she have against animals?
She's fucking terrible.
What, the owl? Like, literally didn't need to be mentioned. I guess the owl, like, took the letter back, but I don't know. Maybe it could, like, be on his shoulder or something. You know,
yeah,
not just like crunkled in his pocket.
Yeah.
So, I just, the way it described it made it look like it was just, like, injured, shoved up against a bunch of shit.
It's like next to the kettle, you know, and the sausages.
Yeah, like. Because that'll help.
So, in the wizarding world, they communicate by sending owls to each other. Which, fine, okay. Like, in human history,
cute.
We have used animals for so many different purposes. Mm-hmm. Beasts of burden, travel, like horses, livestock, you know, poultry.
Mm-hmm. Protection.
Bomb sniffing.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
I love dogs with jobs.
Carrier pigeons. They, you know, like, the owls are literally, like, carrier pigeons.
Yeah, pretty much, essentially.
Like, or Alcatraz. Homing pigeons, rather.
Yeah.
But in our, you know, being non-magical folk, we have developed technologies to replace using live animals for a lot of these. The automobile. Mm-hmm. The telegraph.
Telephone. Yeah.
Metal detectors. I mean, we still used animals for certain things, but you know, there are plenty of things that we've used animals for that we no longer use animals
for.
Mm-hmm. The wizarding world, they haven't invented shit.
Yep.
Because they depend on magic, right? So they still use living creatures that you need to feed and take care of just to communicate with each other. Like, has no one actually figured out how to just send... Okay, I'm getting too much in the weeds about how this whole magical world makes no goddamn sense.
Yeah, it doesn't.
But why would you... If you have the capability of using magic to... like, you can apparate from one place to another, we find later. Why is there no magic to just send something?
Well, there is,
place to another.
I'm not sure if it's only in the movie, but I'm pretty sure it's in the book when you use your Patronus to, like, send messages to people. Remember that?
It's in the book. It is in the book. Book 7. That is the first, I believe in book 7, that's the first time it's shown as a message sending.
Yeah.
But you see, you have capability. To be super skilled in order
to have to be, like, really good at it.
Yeah. Some bullshit.
yeah.
Anyway,
I don't want to happier thoughts, goddammit.
I don't want to, like, get too far into the future of, like, a bunch of information we have not actually learned yet. Basing off of what we know of this chapter, Hagrid comes off like a racist child abuser.
Yes. Just super cash about it.
Yeah, too. Super cash, doesn't matter. And it's not treated like a negative. Which is, like, such a fucking, like, boomer.
She's such a boomer.
Like, I just can't. I just can't.
Is she Scottish?
She's British.
British.
Yes.
Not English.
I don't know. Did I talk about her feminism last time? It's been a minute since we recorded.
Oh, is she a feminist, too?
Well, she considers herself a feminist. She's also what people would consider a TERF, which is a trans-exclusionary radical feminist, except she's not actually a feminist. She just hates trans people because she is chronically online. She's on Twitter all the time. She's making these, you know, organizing these groups of women to get together who are like, we're real women, not those men pretending to be women. Right. They wear masks of J.K. Rowling. It's horrifying.
What kind of culty bullshit is this?
It's fucked up. Now, here's my point. Yeah, she's not a feminist because, and I know this is a little America-centric, but there was this draft opinion that says that Roe versus Wade, which is a huge court case that has determined that women have a right to privacy in terms of medical decisions between her and her doctor.
Yes.
Which allowed abortion to be kind of effectively legal up to a certain point in the United States.
Yeah.
A draft opinion was quote-unquote leaked by the Supreme Court saying that they are intending to overturn Roe versus Wade. And then the goal for the conservative right wing is to ban abortions. That is a feminist issue. And she said diddly shit about it.
Wow. Yeah. 100%.
So she just hates trans people. But that's not really here nor there because trans people do not exist in this work.
Right.
They don't ever come up because she doesn't feel like talking about them, which is fine. You know, I would like representation, but I don't need to depend on bigots for representation personally.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't really give a shit. It's kind of like,
I mean, well, about representation or about...
No, I mean, I don't, she's a horrible person. I don't care what she thinks, and her opinion is not going to change my world, but...
Right.
Yes.
Anyway,
they wear masks of her.
They printed them out on like a color printer and then cut little eye holes and then strung them on their own faces.
When did this happen? It's the most
horrifying thing. Very recently.
Holy
it's so
shit.
Scary.
Oh my lord.
Yeah.
Boo.
Okay, but and so the plan is Hagrid's going to take him to get his things in the morning.
To Diagon Alley.
Anyway, I think that's all I have to say about this chapter. I give this chapter...
I feel enlightened. I'm like, damn. I didn't think about any of that. I thought this was going to be a boring episode. Because I'm like, there's nothing wrong with this. Any of it. Except the owl. That was the only thing I was immediately concerned about. No, I'm just a racist child abuser. Let's steal you away. it's fucking funny.
What do I give this chapter? I give this chapter a magical assault on a minor out of 10.
Magical assault on a minor. That's really funny.
All right.
Cool. Well, I think that pretty much wraps it up for today.
Yeah.
For this chapter. And if you don't like me, but you like Alex, go listen to Seven Bells.
Oh, thanks. I like that. That's also another book podcast. We're basically turning into a book podcast network.
Yeah. Fuck it.
That's fine.
That's fine.
Yeah. Get at us at hatermore@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
please. Eventually, we'll set up a Patreon or something.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
See where this goes.
Yeah.
This magical road of child abuse.
God. Fucking. God damn it. Okay.
Have a good day.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.